My name is Kate Becker, and I am the new director of the Office of Film and Music for the City of Seattle.
Is that rolling off the top of your tongue now, or did you have to get used to saying that?
Well, I had to say incoming for a bit until I was able to say new, but yes, I'm getting there.
How Becker got there, which is actually here, we're in the film and music offices that are on the 57th floor of a skyscraper downtown, is admittedly a sensitive topic.
It is really a dream position. The transition into this job has been a little sticky and rough and emotionally challenging.
Becker had actually been working for the city, advising officials on nightlife policies as well as the legalized marijuana initiative, when Mayor Ed Murray tapped her for film and music.
I definitely accepted the job and did not pursue the job.
Becker has a long background in the youth music scene. She helped found all-ages music venues in both Redmond and Seattle. She led a $1.8 million capital campaign, and she's been a longtime music commissioner. Her first connection with the city was in the late 1990s as an activist fighting to get rid of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, which prohibited music concerts for underage crowds.
And there were two people who were watching every minute of this meeting, and they came running up to me afterwards to say, "Can we get together and talk?"
One of those people was James Keblis. They eventually helped co-found the Vera Project. In fact, 9 years ago, she actually recommended him for the film office job, a job Becker wanted but couldn't go after because of a family emergency. Fast forward to now. Have you always wanted this job?
This job is a perfect fit for me, I must say.
It was local filmmakers who were outraged about Keblis's ouster and who launched the online petition in support of a man they say helped bolster their livelihood. Becker says she's a proven leader and she's reaching out to filmmakers. Her office is charged with finding ways musicians and filmmakers can make a living here. One of her first priorities is to find out just how much their industry is contributing to Seattle's economy. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.